All right, and now we move right to gubernatorial candidate and independent gubernatorial candidate, State Treasurer Timothy Cahill. As we march down Route 9 this week, we're hoping to talk to all four of the candidates about the issues facing this state. And this morning, it's Treasurer Cahill. Good morning, Treasurer, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fine, thank you. One of the issues we've been focusing on, as you've been listening to, is commuter rail. We've heard this hour from commuters who want expanded service and from the Patrick administration's transportation secretary just moments ago. You have called for an end to transportation expansion projects like the one to expand the Worcester commuter rail line. Why pull back state support of that idea?
Well, it's simple. We just don't have the money. And as I heard you talk to Secretary Mullen, we have to make some tough decisions. We got into a real bind with the Big Dig back in the 90s. We committed to something, and then the money got pulled back from the federal level. And without that money, we're paying an enormous cost today, and it's really hampering all of our transportation efforts. So I just don't want to repeat that mistake, Bob, whether it's the Worcester commuter rail line enhancement or extension or all the way down the Fall River. If we don't have the money, I mean, our public transportation system is the most indebted in the nation right now. And my focus as governor would be on fixing what we have, making sure that it's safe, that we get these trains to run on time, that we upgrade the rails themselves and the tracks that belong to the MBTA. It's important that we keep the system moving as it is, but I just don't see us having the money, and I don't see the federal government coming in and paying for our share of their, you know, the money to make it happen.
But if commuter rail service is not expanded to Worcester, Worcester city officials or some officials here might argue that that would condemn this city's efforts to improve itself. Just a stone's throw from where we sit now here at Union Station in Worcester, there's about to be a big downtown expansion project called City Square, a project that is envisioned to bring high-end residential space, to bring more office space to downtown Worcester, to reinvigorate a downtown Worcester that has essentially been stagnating for years. And city officials say that expanding commuter rail service so that people can walk from Union Station to that space is absolutely vital, and to not expand commuter rail service might condemn that project. So respond to that, if you will.
I don't see that, because the commuter rail service currently exists, and you've got to move with the ridership. That may happen down the road, but what we saw, what we've seen with the Greenbush line is that the demand has not caught up with the state's desire to sort of push these services down.
The Greenbush line, commuter rail south of Boston.
Well, yeah, and I would rather see us put the money into Worcester. I mean, what we're doing in Worcester and what we're doing in Fall River is we're telling people that the only job opportunities are going to be in Boston. And by focusing all of our efforts on bringing people to the greater Boston 128 area, I think we're neglecting the Central Mass, the Worcester area, and the South Coast region. I'd rather spend the investment money as it's being spent in Worcester right now in Worcester, so that we will create jobs in that region, so people don't have to get on a train and take an hour and a half to get into Boston or into the 128 area.
Let me ask you a question about businesses trying to expand in Worcester. The city is banking on biotech and life sciences to help lift it out of this recession affecting pretty much everybody. You've been critical of the state's $10 billion life sciences initiative. So what do you propose specifically to help Worcester if it's not the life sciences initiative?
Well, small manufacturing is important, and right now our tax structure, our energy costs are too high. And the energy costs are going to hurt these biotech companies as well. We're focused, we're really not focused on being competitive here in Massachusetts. And what I'm critical of the governor's office is that they are picking which industries that they want to focus on and which industries will thrive in the future. And I just don't think that's the way capitalism works. I don't think it's the government's job to pick winners and losers. It's really the business's opportunity and the businessman and woman's idea about what they want to invest in and where they want to spend their money. It's up to the consumer to decide. What government, I believe, should be doing is leveling the playing field, lowering the cost of business, whether it's taxes or whether it's the cost of employment, so that these businesses then can grow. And I don't think government should be picking or putting all its eggs in one basket, whether it's biotech or high tech. We've got manufacturing companies, a tremendous amount of small manufacturers in the Worcester, Leominster, Fitchburg area. And those small businesses are not really getting any kind of government help. In fact, they're being asked to pay a higher burden.
Let me ask a very quick question about the town of Ware, Central Massachusetts town of Ware. We're visiting it tomorrow as we continue going down Route 9. People we talked to there said they feel no economic recovery, despite the fact that the numbers show the economy is picking up. What do you do for them?
Well,
I'm sorry, just a few seconds, though,
because
we only have a few seconds left.
Sure. What we do for them is what I just said we do for everyone. Is that we bring economic development and economic opportunity to the entire state, not just to one area, and we focus on lowering the cost to all businesses, specifically small business, which is the engine of our economy going forward.
Independent gubernatorial candidate Tim Cahill, thank you so much for speaking to us on Morning Edition as we come to our listeners from Worcester this morning.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.